Good afternoon, everyone. This is Carolyn Evers. I have been so looking forward to this day. I think it's going to be a momentous show. And so, first of all of those who are out there listening to us today, I know that your soul brought you here not only to receive news about our future, but also to be of service to the planet. And so it was your soul that guided you today. And for this, I say thank you for listening to your soul to be guided here and to help us as Archangel Michael leads us to a beautiful tomorrow. My guest today is Allison Bauman. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Carolyn.
And for those of you who are listening who might not be familiar with that beautiful voice, Allison has a show on BBS Radio, Visible by Numbers. Allison, tell us the day and the time that your show is on the air.
Visible by Numbers is on Monday nights at, I believe it's 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Monday.
I've known Allison for a while, and we've become great friends. I believe in Allison's work. I think she delivers it to the world with great integrity, and I admire her for who she is and her spirituality. And so I found it very interesting when she called me one day and told me about an experience that she had as she was being awakened from a deep sleep. And so you might say it is the story of Allison that got me on the road to this discovery, and I wanted her and asked her to be here and explain to you, our listeners, what had happened that morning. Allison.
All right, Carolyn. Well, I've known for a very long time that I receive a lot of information in dreams. And I've actually kind of trained myself to a certain extent that when I see the information in dreams, to kind of wake myself up. And in this particular dream, I was talking to a friend in the dream, actually, on the phone. And we were having a conversation, and all of a sudden, there was a crystal clear, very divine, very powerful female voice that I heard. And the female, I almost feel in many ways, you know, the Blessed Mary there, but I don't know for certain, but it was just an amazing voice, very strong. And the woman said something, and as she said it, in front of my eyes in the dream was the words, and it was written right out there in front of me, and it also was highlighted in this electric blue. It was just like, it's almost like somebody put a highlighter across the words. And it only said one thing. It said August 27th. And I know that I'm dreaming, and I know that I'm reading something in my dream, and I've a long since realized that whenever I actually read words in my dream, those are the most intense and most prophetic dreams that I have. Usually those things mean something. So I was trying to wake myself up from the dream, and I'm trying to tell my friend Terry on the phone, who I'm dreaming I'm talking to, I'm trying to tell her, you've got to remember this date. You've got to remember this date. You've got to remember this date. And as I woke, I was saying August 27th, August 27th, August 27th, which is what motivated me to call you, because it was just one of the, you know when you wake up from a regular dream, and you know when you wake up from something more significant, and that's why I contacted you. I wanted to know what the angels had to say about this.
Well, that is how we got started on this journey.
Right.
For those of you who might not be familiar with some of the work that I do, I work with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos, and they are the holders of the universal Akashic records. And so when I do personal readings for people, or I have questions about things that are going to be made perhaps coming to Earth in the future, or what has occurred in the past, I go to the cherubim. And the message that I got from them about this date was rather dire. And I thought I just had to call in Archangel Michael and see if we could mitigate what the cherubim were saying was possibilities that was going to happen on this date. And I work with Archangel Michael and others, and rather than answering me, Archangel gave me some homework first. He suggested that I research the recent earthquakes and plot them on a map of the planetary plate system. So actually, I went to the websites, got all the information about the different recent earthquakes. I plotted them on the map, and it took me about 2 days to do all of this. It was rather labor intensive. So when I gathered all of this information, I found out that first, earthquakes seem to follow along the edges of a plate system. And on this map, it had all the different plates. It had the Ring of Fire. And, of course, historically, a lot of the earthquakes have been around the Ring of Fire. But something that I noticed was different is that the earthquakes now seem to be coming in swarms. In other words, there were groups of maybe 2, 3, or 4 earthquakes that were coming together in certain areas, not all at the same intensity, but you could see that there was this pattern of swarms. And also, when I looked at the depths of the earthquakes, they seemed to be more shallow. But something else that I noticed is that some of the earthquakes were occurring not only in the Ring of Fire, but they were coming also where 2 different plates outside of the Ring of Fire adjoined one another, such as those that were recently occurring in Spain. There was also some swarming in Hawaii, but not necessarily along the edge of the plate, but it is one of the planet's hot spots. Along with that, I could see that there was increasing restlessness in volcanic areas, one of them being Alaska, but there were others also. So what we're trying to do here is to line up perhaps this doorway of possibilities. And I mention this because the reason that I went to Archangel Michael is because he has told me in the past that there comes to be a point where possibilities have the ability to turn into probabilities. There is a moment when a small doorway opens where we can change the direction of events. If people gather and share a common thought during that open window, the impending probabilities can be changed or at least mitigated to reflect the will of the people. And so this is what I was gathering. I wanted to know, first of all, what some of the possibilities were that were marching to probabilities, and that's why we're on the air right now. We'll be calling in Archangel Michael, who will be discussing this, who will be leading us into this moment of this doorway to make a change. But before we get to that, I want to go back to Allison, if we can, so that she can give us some ideas of what the probabilities are that we are facing the end of the month. So, Allison, what has your research brought forth?
Well, you know, recently, you know, I subscribe to, you know, many newsletters, and I also, many people send me many things, and I started to feel a little bit like CNN, the news desk, because it seemed like every time I opened my email, someone here or someone there was more or less concurring with what I felt with the numerology, but also concurring with your thoughts. It almost seemed like a floodgate of this information coming in. But I'm just going to concentrate on 2 areas here, and one being the numerology, which I know from my experience and from what I do. And the only thing that I can say here is it's certainly the 2000s, as soon as we marched into the 2000s, this brings a heightened sensitivity for all of us and a deeper spiritual connection. And it also brings in the need to cooperate and to be more diplomatic It's a time to think of the good of the many rather than the good of one. When we look at the year that we're in, 2007, we've got the two zeros, the double zeros. That's an intensification of the God force energy. And the seven in 2007 indicates seeking of the truth of all things, looking beneath the surface, challenging what is known to be the truth. So when you add across 2007, it becomes a nine universal year. And certainly in a nine universal year, it's a time to be awakened to the truth of what is not working in our lives, to prepare to change it. We're being shown what must come to an end. We're being shown what needs to be changed. And as with all change, it's difficult to change. It's hard to let go, especially what we're familiar with. And the 9 year can be a very emotional one. It also can be a very difficult one. But it's a very necessary year in order to bring forth new ideas and solutions for our nation's problems. It is a nine universal year. It applies to the world. And historically, in numerology, 9 years are more emotional and more difficult. There actually is more historic happenings in 9 years. But the important thing to remember here with numerology is this is part. You know, it's the end of a cycle because nine is the highest vibration that you possibly can reach with the numbers. So there is the intensity. But we've been through this many times in the past. It does signal the end of a cycle, the preparation for new thoughts, new ideas, a new way of thinking. And specifically when we look at August, this is a money month. It's a month of putting a lot of concentration in that area, and we certainly have seen that. But as we move out of August and into September, the configuration is a double nine. September is a 9 month. It's in a 9 year. And always in that sort of an arrangement, it intensifies the purpose and the energy of the 9 year. So even in our lives, everything is going to intensify for us, but certainly on a universal level. All that energy of the nine is really going to accumulate as we move out of August and into September. And just to give you just one thing, using perhaps a different divination tool, and certainly I'm not an astrologer, but I spoke with a woman named Michelle Avanti, who has a website called astrologyandmore.com. And she does give her take, more or less, on the upcoming energy that's coming at us. And I'm just going to take a quote from her website and read this specifically for you. And this is her words. The theme for this time is an end to false security as new technologies malfunction and solutions fail. This is a period of fire and mighty winds. Important aspects indicate a challenge of fire and water. A sudden event will shock the emotional fabric of the American people while shaking American soil. The aspect indicates an explosion, perhaps spewing fire into the air and spreading ash. Put these words together and they spell earthquake, volcanic eruption, and hurricanes or possibly more. To place three malefic planets and an eclipse on the angles is a threatening chart, but to add Pluto on an angle parallel to the great star Sirius would suggest an enormous explosion. Tapped in this configuration is the additional element of an overabundance of water, thus adding floods and tsunamis to the perilous equation. And that's looking at it from an astrology view. And the numerical view certainly would suggest that we perhaps are on, you know, I believe that whatever the probability is, that it does contribute to, you know, our evolving. And but it's interesting that it's not only here in numerology or astrology, but certainly I found it in many, many other places. So I'll stop there and toss it back to you, Carolyn.
Thank you, dear heart. After Allison, and actually Allison and I had gotten together, we had spoken about some of these things, actually more than what we can really bring in today. But what we were doing was lining up all of the possibilities, the things that could happen the end of the month, and we were bringing them in from many sources. And then after I had done the research with the earthquakes that Archangel Michael had asked me to do and had discussed these possibilities with Allison, I then turned to Archangel Michael, which he then gave me this message. I discussed with you the possibility of change in the plate system the end of August. As you are aware, the plate system is aging. There have been recent earthquakes the last several weeks, and if you pinpoint them on a map, you will see that they follow a crack in the Earth plate system. There is a weakening in the substrata of this plate system. This you have known for a long time, but what isn't known is that astrologically, the end of this month will produce a great strain or bring stress factors to this portion of the plate system via what will appear to be a second moon. This is the forerunner of changes in Neptune. You do not have much information regarding this outlying planet, but Russian scientists have been watching Neptune and other planets for some time. You enter a doorway of possibility, and as it approaches the doorway of probability, this is Sunday, the date of your show. We ask everyone to follow our lead and visualize with us. Well, there were a few things in Archangel Mikael's message that I, again, wanted to do some research for. Not that I doubted anything that he said, but to get a sense of where we were in the cosmos and what was happening. Now, one of the things that he is referring to what will be astrologically the stress factors that are coming to this portion of the plate system, he is referring to, when we use that word, the second moon, it's not really a second moon, but really Mars is moving towards Earth in a period where the distance between Mars and Earth is the closest that it's going to be for some time. And so what I did is I went to NASA science page. This was just published on August the 21st. So this is a very recent piece about Mars. And what they're mentioning is that there's really not going to be two moons. And Archangel Mikael does not say that. He is talking about the stress that Mars is going to place upon the planet during this time when the two planets are as close as they are now. And one of the things that was on NASA's site in this article is that they compare Earth and Mars as two runners on a track, with Earth on one lane and Mars on the slower lane. And they said in August, Earth is catching up to Mars from behind. The relative speed is 22,000 miles per hour. In December, Earth overtakes Mars. It's still going to be 55 million miles apart. But they also mentioned that in this month, August, because it is the closest window where the two planets are going to be closer together, or the closest together, that they were taking this opportunity to launch Phoenix, which is which they launched on August the 4th, which will be landing on Mars next year. So they are stating that this time of the month is going to be the approach of the closest period of time between the two planets. Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up in his message, and I say these things because his message is there with the information from my show, and I'm so familiar with this information because I've been working with it over the last several years. Archangel Mikael has given us a book which he calls Our Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. Also, we have Viva Papa, which was written by Pope John Paul II. And especially in Viva Papa, there is a lot of information about Earth changes, and I had researched those. So I was very familiar with some of the things that was discussed, and especially this information about the forerunner in the changes of Neptune. And I would like to bring to your attention, if you so choose to search some of this on the Internet, some people are very aware of it, but perhaps not many. And that is a Russian scientist who, and actually there's a lot of information about this coming out of Russia that's not coming out of other countries. And this scientist's name is, and excuse me because I'm not very good with Russian names, and I might be pronouncing this wrong, so I'm going to spell it for you too. Dr. Dmitriev, D-M-I-T-I-T-R-I-E-V. If you put his name in any search engine, you will find many articles, not only on his work, but other articles that have to do with his work, such as Dronvello has written quite a few articles about his work and others. So his name will pull up quite a bit of information about not only the changes here on Earth, in other words, what's happening with the sun, our particular sun that is in this research, but what's happening on the other planets in our solar system. And Mikhail mentions Neptune in particular. So we're going to we'll get to that. I'm just going to mention a few things that can be found on the Internet, that the Mars atmosphere is much thicker than it was before. So is the Earth's moon growing in an atmosphere. The magnetic fields and brightnesses of our planets are changing. Venus is showing marked increases in its overall brightness. Jupiter has gotten to have such a high electric charge, and there is actually a visible tube of ionizing radiation that's formed between its moon, Io. They actually have pictures where you can see this. The planets are having a change in their fields. Their magnetic fields are becoming stronger. Jupiter's magnetic field has more than doubled. Uranus's magnetic field is changing. Neptune's magnetic field is increasing. These planets are becoming brighter. The atmospheric qualities are changing. And they mention that Uranus and Neptune appear to have had recent pole shifts. And they go in to discuss that when Voyager 2nd space probe flew past Uranus and Neptune, the apparent north and south magnetic poles were sizably offset from where the rotational pole was. They're just some of the highlights, but something that I found very fascinating that we are going to discuss next week, and that has to do with the fact that the scientists believe that the solar system is moving into an area of energy that is different, that is higher, and it is going to connect very nicely into what Archangel Mikhail talks about in the book, in his book, Earth History, Past, Present, and Future, where, in a sense, that all of this is going, and it has to do with ascension. Wow, there's a lot of information there.
That certainly is, Carolyn.
Came up for a little bit of breath.
My head's swimming. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm like, wow.
Yes, so all of these changes, the Earth is reflecting what actually is happening out there in all of the other planets that is in our solar system. And we're going to be discussing that next month, no, excuse me, next week, and I hope that those who are online will come next week. Listen to this aspect because it is very important. And I thank you all for being here. Now, for the rest of the show, what we're going to do is this. Archangel Mikhail has asked that we do a meditation. And the purpose of this is all of you who are online are there to listen to what we have to say, yes, but to also be a true part in planetary service. This is not the first time that Archangel Mikael has done this. We have done this in the past, right after the tsunami. We'll talk about that next week also. But for now, we're going to do two things. We're going to ask Archangel Mikael to come in to lead a meditation, which I will channel. And after that, we are going to open up the show to calls from those who are listening. He has very graciously said that those who call in, he will answer your questions. And he's also saying, and if he is so inclined, he will bring others to join him in answering the questions, because some of your questions might pertain to areas where some of the masters have expertise. And that is what is happening right now. There are masters who are joining Archangel Mikael. We do this on the conference calls, and I can feel their energy now as they are entering the doorway. And you'll have to excuse me if I anticipate their entrance with excitement, because I always feel this when they and others come. He is showing me the doorway now. There is a doorway between their world and our world. It is almost like a membrane between the two dimensions, and he wishes to tell me that that membrane is getting thinner daily. And he is asking that as we take his words and send them out to you, to take your consciousness and look out beyond you for a second now. Do not keep your consciousness inside. Take your consciousness outside of you, because many who do this are able to see colors. They're able to feel the love of the masters and the love of Archangel Mikael. He is doing this as not only Earth service, he is also doing it as service for each and every one of you, because the time is coming when the dimensions will thin so much that you will be able to contact him and call him as I am doing now. As a matter of fact, he is saying that there are some outside in the audience right now who know how to do this. And so he asks that those who are able to call him in, who work with the masters, to take your energy and join my energy as I speak to help open up the space. He is showing me a space into the cosmos, and that space, as I look out through that open membrane, it is taking me out through the cosmos, up through the Arcturus, and it is going beyond that to a line from Source. And he says, those who see this, send that energy and join mine, because what we are doing now is we are calling forth the energy from Source. Those who do not know how to do this yet, take your consciousness, place it outside of yourself. See if you can join that energy. It is time for you to remember how to do this. You knew how to do this before you came into the this world where memory was cut. You did this on Earth when you first came, before the fall in Atlantis. This, all of this that is happening now is taking us, you and I, to that moment when we were able to connect energetically with Source, and it is time for us to remember how to do this again. What he is showing me now is that there are people out there who do call on the Masters, who have joined their energy with my energy, and the pathway, you might say, has opened up because of this, and through the doorway there are other Masters who have come, along with angels, along with cherubs. The cherubs, my dear friends, are, as you see them in some of the religious pictures, they're darling little angels with sweet little wings. And it is as if these are the cherubs that work with energy. They work with vibration, and that is why they are here. They are the energy workers of the cosmos. They are the carriers of vibration, and it is why they have entered into this place. He has brought with him Mother Mary, and the reason that Mother Mary is here is because she has been given charge of the information that will be disseminated to the human race regarding our future, regarding ascension. She has so decreed that all information will be available to all of us now. Nothing will be hidden. This is the time when the doorways of knowledge and inspiration is opened to all of us. And behind him, or behind her, is her son, Yeshua, who is and has been deemed the king of this planet. He came in the very early times with the Elohim, and he cooperated and worked with the Elohim, along with Archangel Michael, to set up this, not only this planet Earth, but the solar system that revolves around it. And so you might say the king and the queen and the brother are here. They are here joining you. They are here energetically holding the space. And now Archangel Michael comes forward, and he is holding up his sword. Many of you on the line, he is saying, are friends of his who have worked with him, who are familiar with his energy. Usually he holds the sword by the hilt. This time he is not. He is holding it by the other end, the blade, and the hilt is held up, and instead of the stone that is usually in the hilt of his sword, there is the opening. And through the opening, there is a beam of light. This light is the light that has come from Source. And it comes through Archangel Michael's sword. It comes through that opening where there is usually the sapphire, but it is the white light, Source's light. He has joined his energy to Source's energy, and the purpose of this is to join it now in meditation with you to allow the next change in the axis of the Earth to come in smoothly, gradually, with the least disturbances possible. He tells us that there must be three changes in the axis before the axis is aligned to cosmic center. The first one we were aware of that occurred when a tsunami occurred, and there was a slight change that occurred last December when there was a very bright and brilliant blast of energy through the sun. And it is the next axis change that is coming to Earth now. And it is those who have joined with him, Mikael, and with Mother Mary and with Yeshua that will bring in this change as gradually and peacefully as possible. It is needed for ascension that we must again be facing towards galactic center. He wished to give that background so each and every one of you understand the reason that you are here. And he thanks you because this is a momentous time in Earth's history. It is the beginning of the glory of eventually not only being in alignment with cosmic center, but be alignment with the cosmic center. That is the ultimate goal. So going from the galactic center to the cosmic center are the two movements that are necessary to bring Earth into its complete glory. That is what we are doing now, the beginning of that march towards the galactic center. And so he is saying now, each and every one of you, your energies are aligned to take your consciousness now and place it in the heart center. Place your consciousness in the heart center. Feel it beating for love of God. However you consider God, that being that you consider the maker of all, that being who made your soul, align yourself now. Feel Source's love. That is all that Source is love. Feel Source's love as you unite your heart center with the energy rays of Source as it is coming through Mikael's sword. And he says, view that. See yourself standing in that light as Source's energy funnels through Mikael's sword and goes out to your heart center. Feel the joy. Feel the love. Feel yourself united as a part of that love. Feel yourself aligned with Source. You are a part of Source. When Source created you, Source sent particles of itself into that creative foundation, that desk, that floor, so to speak. And from that came the brilliance of these particles, along with Source's love and the melody of the spheres. And you opened up your spiritual eyes and experienced the first moment and the wonderment of who you are now. There is nothing but love. Love is all there is. My angels, my warrior angels, are coming now to ramp up that love. We are taking your emotion of love, and we are multiplying it 100-fold. feel the energy moving from your heart chakra as my warrior angels collect it, gather it, because they are taking it out to the grid system. The grid system will be charged with this love. See it magnetically follow the lines of the grid system. Yes, it started out as white light. It is turning into a glowing, vibrant pink light. It is moving through all of the grids as it now moves around the globe. See it pulsate. See it pulsate. See your love aligned with Source's love pulsating through the entire grid system. Nothing will be the same after this, my friend. One last thought. We ask you, as you are united with Source, to bring down the glory, to bring down the glory in the most peaceful, balanced manner that is possible, so that there will be little life lost, so that your planet will take its place in the cosmos as gently as possible. Know now that it is done. It is done. And I thank you, all of you, for being here with me, for bringing in the light, to bring in Source's light, to enter Source's light into the grid system. Know that the planetary movement will move smoothly now. You might see some disruptions, but I tell you, my friends, they will be much more reduced because all of you took the time to be here and be part of this. And I thank you, my light workers, for being here and joining me. Yeshua thanks you. Mother Mary thanks you. I thank you. You were all with me when we started this glorious experiment here on this planet. You have as much interest in it as I do. And again, I thank you. Now, Mother Mary and Yeshua have, and their angels that came with them, the ones that were holding the energy, have now moved back and are on the other side now. They have passed through that dimensional doorway, and it is I, your elder brother, Mikael, who is here, who will now answer any questions that you might have. And so I, Carolyn Evers, suggest that those who wish to ask Archangel Mikael any questions about the possibilities, how we went, changed the probabilities and his message. And you can call here. Our number here is 877-876-5227. If you're from Canada, we do have a toll-free number calling into the show. It is 888-815-9756. And we do have a call. I thought perhaps Allison would be the first one with a call. But since she isn't, we will take another call.
I'm still recovering from the meditation, so I'll just sit back.
Now, it does take a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Thank you, dear Allison. And your name, caller?
My name is Mark. I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. I want to thank you so much, and namaste to both you sisters.
Thank you, Mark.
And namaste most most graciously to our masters and the mother.
Yes.
And Mike, I really, I don't know if I have a question or not because
before
I'm so full of love right now.
Mark, before you get into the question, tell me when you sent your consciousness outside of you, were you able to see or feel or intuit those who came?
I felt a boost. I've been living the vibration of love now since February 12th of this year. So I have had my heart opened, and I've just been gushing love to everyone I meet, and
beautiful,
bringing smiles to everyone I meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's not me, of course, it's Source working through me. And I just really wanted to say hello to my friend Mikhail, because I'm fairly sure he knows me.
He knows all of us.
But as a fellow worker, we've worked together,
mm-hmm,
before. You may ask him, but my problem, I'll tell you, my question is, I am so overwhelmed that I don't know what to do other than to live this life. And I feel that there's more that I should be doing. And if there's any hint of what this path is other than the path that I walk now, I would appreciate any input.
Let me tell you, Mark, I am having a free conference call for people who have personal questions. If you go to my website at www.carolynevers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the right-hand corner at conference calls. Look, go into the cost of conference calls, and you will see there is a free conference call for in September for personal questions, for personal guidance. If this appeals to you, which it sounds like it might, send me an email and tell me you want to participate on that date, and I will send you the telephone number so that you can participate in the date. We can only allow 15 people to participate because of the time involved, so all of them have enough time to really converse with Archangel Mikhail.
Oh, that's fine.
I have found that it has been remarkable because what Archangel Mikhail is going to do is bring the spiritual hierarchy with him on that call. So if you don't have a message or a question with regarding what we were discussing with the earth changes, go then. Be on that conference call, and I think you'll have all of your questions answered.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Carolyn and Mark, if I may, can I just say that I'm being inspired to tell him that you can do no greater service than to live in the vibration of love, and it's so evident in your voice, in your energy, and
I don't know
why you would question it. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
Bless you both, and thank you for having your show. And
well, thank you,
the
Allison.
Message.
And Mark, I would agree with that 100%. Allison was right on when she said that. I just happened to mention about being on that conference call because what comes forth for individuals has been quite remarkable. And thank you so much for joining.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having your show. And keep up the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, namaste.
Namaste.
Well, I can tell we have some people out there who have joined us who really know how to send love out to the grid system.
You can tell by his energy. It's like it was a very good thing he was participating.
Yes.
I don't know if you felt it, but
I felt it
from the moment he spoke, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I do feel that when people call in, Allison, it's right now my consciousness is kind of overshadowed in the sense that I am still connected to Archangel Michael.
Right.
And I'm connected. There is an energy connection with that that we
Hello?
Haven't closed yet. Do we have someone else on the line? Did I hear a hello?
We did.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
This is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
Sorry about that. I had the radio on.
That's okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
We hear you.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We
yes,
can.
Okay, I can hardly hear you. I just called in. I happened to stumble upon the email that the show was on and clicked on it, and you were on. So I want to thank you for your show, and I have been involved in light work since 93, and I received a reading from Allison. So, or Carolyn, way back when. So, are you wanting some people for online?
I'm sorry.
For
are
on
you
the radio?
What did you say, dear? Are you wanting some people for what? I didn't hear that ending.
For the radio show.
Do
to
I
talk?
Do
and
I
listen?
Want to, I'm kind of not understanding what you mean what, by that.
Are you needing people to be live on the radio show?
Oh,
you are live.
You are live, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
You are live.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You are live.
Okay.
And if you have a question, Archangel
okay,
Michael.
Okay, my question is for Archangel Michael is what his thoughts are on Dr. Greg Bear's program, Real Love.
Does that have a connection with the information that Michael has brought in today with Earth changes?
Yes.
In what sense?
In
See,
what
that's a blanket,
sense?
Open-ended question, and I'd like, if you could, to be a
okay.
little bit more specific.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. The,
okay.
the question is that with the Earth changes and resonating love as we do, I have learned to love other people more fully and myself more fully through the people who have been placed in my life to teach me how to love and tell the truth and let spirit speak through me. And I was wondering if Archangel Michael had any thoughts on all of us connecting with each other through spirit and helping each other get our chakras cleared and getting to the point where we can send the energy of love. And I wondered if there was a place like through you or through conference calls or through whatever that we could all meet regularly.
Well, Sandra, I will tell you, dear, he is beaming. He is beaming right now because he is saying this is what he is doing right now. He is gathering his light workers together, and he says that he promised all of his light workers that when the time came that he would awaken them from the sleep so that they would start to remember. And yes, this is one of the outlets that he is using to gather his light workers and to awaken them. And I would say this to you, Sandra, we are right up to the moment almost when the show is ending, and we are going to continue this next Sunday at the same time. If you would, you and the others who are listening would tune in, because we're going to be a little bit more involved in Earth changes. we will have those from the spiritual hierarchy answering your questions. So to those, I would say, think about the questions that you would bring next week that has to do with earth changes, with ascension. There will be a panel here from the other side who will answer all of these questions for you. And yes, join us in the conference calls. Sandra, thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I love you.
We love
wow.
you, too.
Okay,
and Allison, you. My dear, sweet Allison.
Yes, Carolyn, my dear, sweet Carolyn.
I would like to thank you, my dear, for being with us and also to be dreaming lucidly and telling us about your dream. You started this on us all on a very big adventure.
Well, you're very welcome, and I really appreciate your considerable perspective on it all. And the show was wonderful. The meditation was wonderful. And I was just very happy to be a part of it. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Allison, and thank you, everyone else. My love is with you. Tune in next week for the second chapter, so to speak. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.